Harris, Voice of Indonesia, with the news. A peace task force from Infantry Battalion 521 Dada Hayuda of the Indonesian National Armed Forces distributed free decent clothing to residents in Benawa, Yalimo District, Highland, Papua, as part of efforts to build closer ties with local communities. As quoted in a statement released in Jayawijaya District, Highland, Papua Province on Sunday, commander of the task force, Lieutenant Colonel Rahadian Suryamurdata Notada, his team had consistently carried out such social missions to reach people living in the province's interior regions. Murdata expressed hope that by adopting this human approach, the National Army could deepen its bonds with Papuan and therefore create mutual trust. Indonesia's Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman has assured that the government will continue rice market operations to protect the public from soaring staple prices. He confirmed on Sunday, August the 24th, that the government is acting on President Prabowo Subianto's directive to curb the surge in rice prices. Under the Food Price Stability Scheme, the government has distributed 1.3 million tons of rice at affordable prices ranging from 12,000 rupiah to 12,500 rupiah, or around 0.77 US dollars per kilogram. Quoted from matanews.com, the operation has so far yielded positive results, with 13 provinces reporting lower rice prices. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tiada lagi yang bisa temani ragaku, tiada lagi yang bisa bekali jiwaku, meredup diam dan terpaku. Terpajang hati kian membeku, tiada gemulai senja di ujung hariku, tiada sambutan embun di kala pagiku, terjebak di lintasan waktu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku, or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba. Mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu.
Seandainya aku sedikit lebih keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meski
Indonesian sport climbing athlete got a lot of medals. Well, only three, but one of them is gold and the two others are bronze in an Asia level cup. So Indonesian athletes joined the IFSC Youth Asian Championships 2025 in Guiyang, China on Saturday, August the 23rd, with the category U17 and U19. In here, listener, as reported by RRI.co.id, Hadan Malik Bakmuhibar from the speed category, men's speed category U17, get a gold medal after defeating the host's top athlete. In the meantime, Jasmine Raya Shafika got bronze in the U17 women's speed by making 8.96 seconds, far ahead of South Korean Joo Yeon Ham. And the other one is Anastasiafi Robbie Al-Hilmi in the U19 men's speed, who also got the bronze. I'd like to say congratulations for all the athletes, namely Hadan, Naura, and Robbie. Thank you very much for making such a good achievement in such young age, and of course keep making Indonesia proud of you.
Empal Gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while kentang refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal kentang not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal kentang is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tak peduli.
If previously we talked about the sports climbing, now we are talking about badminton, in which Indonesian badminton team is preparing for the World Cup 2025. Is it even the right name? The World Championship 2025 by holding some training sessions in Paris on August the 24th. And reported by RRI.co.id, the head of achievement and development of the Indonesian Badminton Association, Anghian. It is the final preparation of Indonesian badminton team. And it seems that a lot of athletes are preparing so well. And one of them will be debuting for the first time at the world level championship. They are Jafar Hidayatullah and Felicia Alberta Nathaniel Pasaribu. Jafar said that he is trying to control himself to stay calm in the game. So, despite that, Jafar was optimistic that he can play optimally. Oh yeah, by the way, the World Cup itself, or the game itself, I'm still trying to find the name of the, okay, the BWF World Championships will kick off today, August the 25th, and it says it will kick off like on 2 p.m. Jakarta time. And if you want to see it, you gotta make sure to watch it, because you will be able to see all the performance of Indonesian athletes. And of course, may the best win this battle.
Kita bisa berjarak, apakah terpisah sementara? Oh, kini sejauh mata memandang, apakah terpisah selamanya? Kemana lagi akan ku temui? Mana lagi akan ku temui? Walaupun wangimu tak lagi di sini, segala damai yang telah kau tinggal abadi, kau kehidupanku selalu. Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui?
Make sure to stay tuned, because in a moment you'll be listening to a story about Titiek Puspa, a legend in Indonesian pop music. Stay tuned on RRI Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Kehidupanku selalu. Oh, kemana lagi akan ku temui?
Indonesia.
Ku bersimpuh di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan ampunannya, seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Nah itu, kapan lagi kita kan bercanda. Pulang sampai di rumah tuh blegar, yang selamat meninggal. Itu kayaknya tuh, wah dunia itu pecah, gak karuan gitu. Wah aku terus nangis. Terus nanya kemana-mana, nggak ada yang tahu, nggak ada yang tahu di mana. Nggak taunya malam-malam baru ompingnya dipindah ke rumah istrinya.
Arriving at home, I heard that Bing Slamet passed away. It's like the world broke and it's crazy. I cried and cried, so I asked somewhere. Nobody knew. Suddenly at night, Bing Slamet was moved to his wife's house located at Jalan Arimbi. Then yes, I've prayed. Surprisingly, I couldn't leave because of the nature. I had to pray for Bing Slamet. Then I prayed and prayed under his foot. I said, God, forgive all his sins. God, accept him by your sight. Give mercy on him. He was a good man. Oh my God. My ears were directed to a place with a long funnel. There was a voice. He did not make any sin because he had a lot of good deeds. I cried. I wore a scarf. I covered my mouth with the scarf. I went into the bathroom. I said, he did not make any sin. He had a lot of charity. It's crazy. I kept crying. That's why I asked the gods forgiveness for him. On board, I made something. Sitting next to me was Mus Mualim. It was here at my head. Something sounded. The song sounded. I grabbed a pen at him. Then there was a disposal bag. It was a dirty vomit bag, wasn't it? In the past, if we flew, we did vomiting. It was a pity. I took the disposal bag and wrote there. It was already the same song and lyrics. Then we got off from the plane. Emilia and Titik and Mus. Uncle Mus was so mean. Why? Yes. It was Aunt Titik kept crying like that. So come here. Come here. I had to tell you. I took him to the restroom. Yes. Listen well. I was writing this. We would like to sing at noon. It was sunny and bright day. Aunt Titik crept. So first one to hear it was Emilia Contessa.
Titik Puspa, a living legend singer of Indonesia, thus idealized the late Bing Slamet. The death of Bing Slamet made her so sad. Being so mourning, Titik Puspa created a song called Bing. For her, Bing Slamet was indeed everything. Without Bing, Titik Puspa, who used to be very shy, would never set her foot to Jakarta as the capital city of Indonesia.
Karena tahun 54 itu saya kan menang dari Semarang, jadi bintang radio Semarang. Sampai di Jakarta tuh saya bukan mau nyanyi atau lomba nyanyi. Di sana saya itu di sini.
I was there in the year of 1954. I was the winner of Semarang, becoming a radio star of Semarang. Until arriving in Jakarta, I did not want to sing nor join a contest. Here in my head at the time, I had to meet Bing Slamet because he was my idol. Yes, after joining exercise, I made a song that would be presented at the semifinals. I've run to find Uncle Bing. I fell and fell in front of RRI. It was still Ikada Stadium. Next to it stood Sports Center. There, we made the song. If I were a radio star of RRI, I would meet him at the midfield until I fell. How excited I was at that time. Then the next day, it was the semifinal. I took his writing. Suddenly, I had already got the signature of Bing Slamet. I brought it until I slept. I said that right here, there was Titik Puspa. I've twice, finally, the third time, I was pushed by my fellows. You were called. I continued to stand up. It was you. I was in front of the mic. I asked, what's going on anyway? The committees of Semarang were so crazy. They were a little angry. I didn't understand. I actually laughed and laughed. It was going on. Ting, tong. Then I've already entered right away. I said in my heart, should I cry or not? Oh, yes. I shouldn't cry and cry.
Although not a major champion in the selection of RRI Radio Star in 1954, Titiek Puspa as a singer who was born in November the 1st, 1937, began to realize her vocation as a singer.
Nah, saat mau pemberian hadiah, tahu-tahu itu pokoknya Titiek Puspa mesti
nyanyi. Until in the final, I wasn't so sad. There was not anything wrong. To be presenting the gift, Titiek Puspa had to sing. Oh, how come? I was already defeated by number one. How could I really sing? It's wrong, wasn't it? It's insulting, yes? RRI and Mr. Iskandar requested for you to sing. Who the hell it was? It was the conductor, whom I forget his name, from Sumatra. Okay. If I remember it, I had to sing. I'd often join exercise. The song was created by Chandra Buana. They were already singing all. Then I join as well. As soon as I finished singing, the crowded applause was heard so long. Before, they just felt common. Yes, it was normal. So I was so admired. I said, I should be singer. Like what? What I had to sing. Oh, it was up to the God, I told so. From there, I thought, I've set myself that I should be asked by the God to sing.
For Titiek Puspa, having a singing talent is a tremendous gift from the God. She did not expect to obtain such grace because since childhood, she was known frail and sickly. Because of being often sickly, she never felt disappointed and upset with the Creator. Even, she used to try to commit suicide.
Mana sang maha pengasih maha penyayang gitu kan. Yang disayangi siapa? Saya dari dulu selusak itu. Duar. Halilintar itu. Ora wedi paten nono. Aku kan bahas orang Jawa. Udah pokoknya sekarang saya mau bunuh diri. Duar. Paten nono. Jadi itu tuh betul-betul saya dengan apa namanya. Itu apa halilintar dan gelegar geluduk itu apa ya.
Where about the merciful? And the gracious was, whoever was loved. I used to be sick, like the thunder sounded, der. I wasn't afraid to die. I'm a Japanese woman. Anyway, now I wanted to commit suicide. Der, let me die. It was really like, what's the name? It was lightning and thunder, so I challenged it. Finally, I said that, anyway, I wanted to commit suicide. I ran to home, wanted to go to school and to my village around 5 or 6 kilometers. I was wet because of the rain. I ran until my village. I was at the back of the house with a garden and an orchid. There was peace fruit and there was a guava tree. Anyway, I took my many fruits of all the trees. Even I took the gummy ones as well. Babal. You know Babal? Don't you? It was young jackfruit with a lot of gum. It's white. Oh my God. My mom always grew pepper. This was a handful of red pepper, so I put them into the mortar. You know the mortar? It's container to pound paddy, not the long one. I've put it in the pepper and some salt. One pan was full. Then I ate. Whew, it was like a fire. So spicy. I ate a lot until dying. I kept eating and eating. Afterwards, I lost control.
After being fainted, Titiek Puspa was conscious of the change in herself. She was no longer weak. She was well, smart, and everyone was pleased with her. She also thanked the merciful to change herself. Ever since, Titiek was committed to singing for the God. This was an initial momentum on which Titiek Puspa started singing.
Terus besoknya bangun itu cueng. Itu kayak bangun tuh kayak cuap. kayak
the next day I woke up, it was like being $6 billion man, you know, in the morning. What I did was washing dirty plates, sweeping around and bathing my younger sisters and brothers. Everything I did was like washing and washing. It was like the job of making films, you know. Everything was quick and I went to school on foot and it was a heart struggling. After arriving at the school, I was able to answer all the questions asked by my teacher. I was able. All of my schoolmates clap hands. That was boosting, you know, boosting. Seven is okay. Everything was not. Then everybody was laughing and laughing. Oh my God, wait a moment. I thought so. I ran from the school. I climbed some trees in the garden. Oh my God, I was smart. I failed to die. I wasn't sick. And every student loved me at school. Even I was asked to sing and I was applauded. Everything that I was asked to do was that I could do. Though the God was angry with me, okay? If the God was angry, I apologize. Now, I started singing for God.
The voice of Titiek Puspa imitating the sound of a train into a beautiful song rhythm. When sitting in the fifth grade of elementary school in Magelang, Titiek Puspa got accustomed to going to school by train. During this trip on the train, she was listening to beautiful music that actually was the sound of the train. Surprisingly, it was only she could hear the musical strains.
Jadi setiap pulang satu tahun saya nyanyiin Gusti Allah, satu tahun aku dinyanyiin kereta api.
So each time I arrived home for 1 year, for 1 year, I sang, oh my God, 1 year I sang on the train. Because I was at the fifth grade of elementary school in Magelang, I had to board. Well, it was so. For me, it might be the start that I had to learn sound, yes. I heard an imitated sound. I made it as a guidance. Anyway, oh my God wanted me to do so. In order, I heard music.
That was Titiek Puspa in the eyes of other artists. She is known as a senior who is not arrogant and wants to lead the junior. Then, how was Titiek Puspa in the eyes of her daughter, Patty?
Kalau sebagai anak, mungkin tidak semua anak tahan ya, karena edukasi yang dilakukan oleh ibu saya yang kebetulan Titiek Puspa itu tidak berhenti sampai detik ini pun.
If as a daughter, probably all children could hold so because the education made by my mother, who happens to be Titiek Puspa, does not stop until this moment. For us, a mother is above all everything. It means that we can be dumb if we are opposite or rough with her. With the philosophy, our life is thankfully peaceful. We have a basic ethic of being part of the community and family. Then we don't feel frustrating easily. We can accept what our life is. We can move forward. We can remain on the right ethics and so forth. But it must be strong enough because we keep making self-correction. Even until I will be a grandmother and have grandchildren, I keep make self-correction.
Bila ku ingat masa kecilku, hangat tubuhmu memeluk tidurku, senyumanmu terlukis di dalam mimpi-mimpiku. Tak kuragu cintamu menjagaku.
Titiek Puspa is well known not only as a singer but also as a remarkable songwriter. Many of her songs have become top hits so far. The creation process of her songs was made by herself, starting from not to lyrics.
Suamiku lihat aku nulis tapi dia enggak pernah bisa baca tulisanku karena
my husband saw me write a song. But he was unable to read my writing because my notes are in lines such as mi, do, si, si, la, la, mi, do, la, sol, fa, fa, mi, re, mi, re, mi, sol, fa. There's no bar. It was trial or anything. Only I knew. So I got it. and I sang, and finally he knew as well. Then he could make the music. So if I make a song, people think Muswali makes it. He was never able to read my writing.
In her career, Titiek Puspa often underwent hard time. The most severe period she experienced was when she was claimed to suffer from cancer.
Karena waktu saya sakit kan, kena kanker. Karena kan umur 73 mau ke 74 ya. Orang udah umur segitu kan kena kanker kan susah diperbaiki, diobatin ya. Tapi saya dikasih hidup lagi, kasih sehat.
When I suffered a serious illness, Tuhan, oh my God, I wasn't wrong.
Aku baru tahu orang
I just
sakit,
knew how painful of suffering from a cancer was. I got to cry and cry. Oh, this, my body was so painful. I didn't know which part in my body was so painful. My whole body suffered from my toes to my head. That was all painful. The pain was 100 folds. Like a pregnant woman who delivers a baby. Oh my God, I couldn't stand suffering from the pain. I had no strength. I said, if the God wants me to die, please let me die. I wasn't wrong anymore. But if the gods want me to live in the world, please help and give me clues. But while I was crying, I was in Singapore.
But the merciful God showed his power to Titiek Puspa. After being hospitalized for 13 days, she was declared to be recovered from cancer. Upon her recovery, she felt indebted to the God and was entrusted with a task by entertaining Indonesian children.
Gitu, nah di situ saya merasa punya utang sama Gusti Allah, sama Tuhan. Makanya saya mesti apa Tuhan, tunjukkan saya kepengen punya lagu buat anak-anak.
Well, ya, udah, there I felt being indebted to the God. So, what I had to do, my God, show me clues. I wanted to have some songs for children. Yes, finally I met Madam Ajin from Musika Studio. Well, I made A-A-O-A-O. Then it has been made, just waiting to launch it. So there were some titles of the songs such as Aku Bangga Jadi Anak Indonesia, which means I'm proud to be Indonesian. Kau dan Aku Indonesia, which means you and I are Indonesian. Cintailah Cinta, which means love the love. Lagu Buat Bunda, which means song for mother. Honohini, which means here and there. In addition, there were other medley songs, Menabung and Gang Kelinci, meaning savings and rabbit alley and halo halo. Then I added some songs, Pujaanku, which means my idol, Kekasihku Itu Bapak Ismail Marzuki, which means my beloved father Ismail Marzuki, Indonesia Tanah Air Beta, my homeland Indonesia, and Indonesia Pusaka, which means Indonesian heritage. So I had a lot of tasks from the God for Indonesian children. This was what made me revived. I was like a newborn baby, like a newborn baby. I met with the children, so I cheered up again. I was like to have a new spirit, you know, to have a new world.
Now, her age is not young anymore. Titiek Puspa presents a special gift for Indonesian children. She creates a special song for the children to fulfill her promise to the Creator.
The rest of my life, sisa hidup saya, insya Allah saya akan persembahkan kepada anak-anak Indonesia sebagai cicilan utang saya kepada Tuhan. Kepada
now with the rest of my life, the rest of my life, God's willingness, I will dedicate my life to Indonesian children as an installment of my debt to the God, to my country, and to my people. I'm now 78 years old. I can still breathe fresh life somewhere in a beautiful place, and I'm closer with the visible sky. The sky looks visible. Oh my God. I kiss, love, and pray for my people to be always aware with their behavior and capacity. The God will embrace my people with healthy, safe, smooth, and successful way. Boost my country, my leaders, and my people. I thank a lot to all Indonesian heroes in all fields. I love all of you. God bless you. Independent.
Indonesia, aku bangga, bangga, aku bangga. your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul, a symphony of sights and sounds. Across a beautiful nature, look from the colors of paradise.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening!
Bertemu bukit betang abad.